Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
California churches are told to provide abortion coverage. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this situation. Matt, the Department of Managed Care in California is imposing on employers, including churches and other religious organizations, the requirement that they provide elective abortions in their insurance policy. So this is a state extension of the Obamacare federal mandate regarding abortion.
Yeah, it even goes a little further. We're not talking just about chemical abortions here or RU 486 or the morning after pill. We're talking about full-blown dismemberment surgical abortions. And California is now telling churches that they have to provide for their employees insurance coverage to cover those abortions, and there's no waiver, there's no out for that. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, this is a situation where California has just gone awry again. The complaint alleges that this particular managed care department is an arm of the state of California and purports to be interpreting and applying the law of California that receives billions of dollars in taxpayer dollars, and that they are forcing these, including religious organizations, to fund abortion. I mean, this is unprecedented that we've seen with Obamacare, where Obamacare is forcing employers to provide abortion and also forcing individuals who are part of an insurance policy that provides even surgical abortions to also cover abortion by a separate premium. Now California is jumping into this pro-death agenda and forcing its own employers to do the same thing.
And it's absolutely unconscionable. You know, we've talked about it over and over again. They say there is no war on Christianity. Well, clearly there is. This is just another example. And the state of California, you would think that they, you know, might have seen what the Supreme Court just did with the Hobby Lobby case. You would think that they would see pastors, Catholics, Christian, you know, evangelicals rising up across the country saying, we will not be involved with, we will not violate our conscience and take part in the murder of unborn children. We will not violate our conscience and take part in counterfeit same-sex marriages. But the government, we really are seeing at unprecedented levels here, the government at both state and federal level clashing with the freedom of religion and free religious exercise at unprecedented levels.
Well, it follows this philosophy that President Obama obviously shares and promotes, and that is that your religious freedom, your freedom of conscience, is just a gift of the government, that it gives and it can take it away, and that their agenda on death and sexual immorality trump your freedom of conscience and free exercise of religion. And therefore, when they clash, which one do they think wins? Well, they think they're pro a death and pro same-sex marriage or other agenda should override your religious conscience. That is a culture clash that we've not seen before, because this is government forcing you to participate in genocide on a mass scale, whether it's in California where they're overreaching or whether it's the Obamacare. This is a clash that is happening. It's a clash that's not resolved, and it's a clash that I think many Americans will simply say, this is just too far. It is a line I can't cross.
Well, the good news is at least seven churches are filing a lawsuit. But, you know, we shouldn't have to be filing lawsuits to protect something that is already guaranteed a God-given, unalienable right.
No, exactly. And they're actually filing a complaint with the federal government because they're saying that the federal government gives them billions of dollars in revenue, and that even on that particular fund, this is different than Obamacare, you shouldn't be able to use the funds to promote abortion, and yet they're requiring the recipients of these monies or employers, for example, with insurance policies to cover abortion. On the other hand, there's a story that's good, and it shows why we need to stand for the culture of life here. 15 weeks into her third pregnancy, doctors advised the mom of baby Danny that she should abort him, or both she and Her preborn child would die, but Lisa Davidson said she refused the advice based upon her inner confidence that things would work out well for them and her conviction, obviously, in protecting her son. 7 months now after the birth, Danny is a healthy and happy little boy and the apple of his mother's eye.
Yeah, you know, it just goes to show you why do so many doctors default to this recommendation that a woman kill her unborn child to save the child, to save herself, and oftentimes just as a matter of convenience. And here is a woman who trusted God, who took a bold stand, and put life before this ill-advised recommendation.
Yeah, here she says, when I look at him now, I really can't believe it. He shouldn't be here, but he is, and he's a joy to look at every day. The first sign of problems during the pregnancy was that Danny's amniotic sac was not attached to the wall of her womb. They later found a blood clot. She was losing a lot of blood, and the doctors were worried. She went to the hospital for 3 months. Because she was bleeding, and the doctor said, you need to abort in order to save your own life, because if you continue this, both Danny and you will die. She ultimately decided not to and gave birth to Danny. Now, we have a situation, Matt, of a girl who graduated from law school, now practicing attorney in Minnesota, and her mother was told, abort her, that she's going to be a vegetable. If she is born, the pressure of the birth will collapse her skull. The mom said, no, she's not. The doctor said, that's a stupid decision. Well, it was the best decision she ever made. And Crystal Dallagher was born. She's wheelchair bound, but that's the only thing that binds her, because she is amazing. She excelled in undergraduate with a mathematics degree. She came to Liberty University School of Law, excelled there, was on the law review, was the bright, shining light in any room that she was in, and you entered, she was just an amazing woman. And nothing held her back. And she was somebody who the doctor said, you should take her life.
You know, and I was in a conversation with her when she graduated a few years ago. She was actually debating someone on this issue of life. And she said, what about me? Was my life not worth something? Would you say that the doctors, my mother should have followed the doctor's recommendation and aborted me? And this woman she was debating was so fixed in her, in this culture of death, in her adamant support for abortion, which is euphemistically called, you know, reproductive choice, that she said, yes, your mother would have been wise to have followed the doctor's orders.
I remember when that person was here at the law school at the time, and that this person was taking the pro-abortion side and someone was taking the pro-life side from a crisis pregnancy center. And Crystal went up to this woman during the reception and asked her that question.
Yeah. I mean, just remarkable.
It's remarkable. And you look at Crystal, she's a law school student. She survived the rigors of law school, not only survived, but excelled. She's practicing law in Minnesota, an amazing woman. You know, the physical disabilities did not hinder her. And her life was considered not worth living by some people. That's why we need to return to a culture of life. Life is precious. It is the gift of God.
Well, God has a plan for every life. He had a plan for Crystal. He has a big plan for 7-month-old baby Danny. And for any mom that's listening out there that may have people pushing her toward abortion, God has a plan for your preborn child.
There's no question about it, and this is a culture that has ultimately adopted death. We need to reverse it and adopt a culture of life to protect those most vulnerable at all ends of the spectrum of life, including those who are in where they should be, the safest place of all, their mother's womb. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. You can also go to Life United, that's lifeunited.org, lifeunited.org, or lc.org. For more information on this and other issues regarding life, liberty, and family. Again, the website is lc.org or lifeunited.org. Go to Liberty Counsel's website. Stand with us as we stand for life, to advance life through litigation, education, and public policy, religious freedom, and marriage, the union of a man and a woman, the very foundation of our society, family. Please pray for the Ministry of Liberty Council. You can go to lc.org for more information on resources and make online credit card contributions there. You can sign up for the Liberty Alert there. You can go to libertycouncil.com from lc.org and sign up for our other activist grassroots emails that have a lot of information for you to be able to voice your views around the country. And you can also order our Patriots Handbook series. They're great books, six now, including the most recent one on Sharia law. Those books and other resources are available at lc.org. Continue to pray for Liberty Council, our staff, and their families, and continue to partner with us, stand with us financially as we support family across the country.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.